Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Moonlighting by Numbers. I'm your host, Alexander Creek, and this is my wonderful co-host, Tracy Wallace.
Hey, everybody, and hey, Alex, how are you doing this evening?
I'm lovely, Tracy. Thank you for asking. Appreciate that.
Good, actually, what are you doing up to?
You know, I had like kind of an insane week, but I managed to... I got my YouTube channel set up, so I did like all these personal year videos. So that's pretty cool. So, and I'm just going to nonchalantly plug that while I have the chance too. Basically, I kind of got, you know, I kind of have like a terrible attention span myself. So I, instead of reading basically all my personal year stuff for everyone, I thought it'd be cool to like make a little video. So you can go to Facebook.com and just sort of search Hidden Truth Numerology, and then when you find my page where I look like I'm like looking off in the distance, there's a link there, then you can just click that. So yeah, there's my slick little plug. So appreciate that opening there, Tracy.
Well, I really enjoyed watching your because I'm in a sixth personal year this year, and I really enjoyed watching your video, and it was very helpful. So thank you.
Thank you. You're really welcome.
And I congratulate you on getting all of those done. That's no small feat.
Thank you. I didn't really take that long. Actually, wanted to sit down and did it because it was actually, I was like, oh, this is actually really fun. Like, I should
do good.
This
well, you can tell.
So, how are you doing?
Well, very good. I'm doing well. I'm going to be doing some changes on my website soon. So, that's creativeinsightnumerology.com. And, so I've been coming up with new ideas, and that's what I've been doing there. So
awesome.
I'm excited that... Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, I'm excited for our show tonight. And we have lots of callers.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, Lord. better get to these people. Tonight we actually have intuitive medium Sarah Dillon on, and I'm excited to kind of get to know her a little bit and do some readings with her. We're just excited to be back on the airwaves tonight. So thanks to everyone for tuning in. And so tonight we will be talking to our special guest Sarah Dillon, and we'll also be doing mini readings. So if you are listening from your computer but would like to call in with a question, the call-in number is 516-590-0993. Did you have anything before we bring Sarah on the air, Tracy?
Well, I wanted to go ahead and introduce her. So,
okay.
Did you have anything else before that?
No. Let's talk about her because I'm excited to have her on.
All right, let's talk about Sarah. So, Sarah, she's an intuitive, a medium, a life guide, a Reiki master, and an ordained minister. She's got a lot of tools in her bag, doesn't she?
Yes.
And she has such a love and a drive to help people overcome, heal, and learn. And she's very sought after by people in her area. And I know she travels. She lives in Wisconsin. And, she talks to people all over the place via phone. And then through her sessions, she's able to give insight on all areas of life, like love, career, decision-making, as well as being able to connect with people, with loved ones who have passed. And through doing these sessions came the phrase, let's plant the seeds of healings together. And she's also a volunteer on the Little Light Project, which I am also, And that's at littlelightproject.com. So let's talk to Sarah.
Alrighty. Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so
You're
excited.
You're welcome. I just
and,
noticed,
and,
too. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. And then
no,
I'll
go ahead, Alex.
Oh, I was going to say, you're actually, you know, some people we have on the show kind of, like, live near Tracy, and I just,
right.
I'm in South Dakota, so I'm
okay.
kind of excited right now, because usually,
you're
usually they're like,
for me.
No, usually people are like, oh, it's sunny every day, and it's just amazing all the time, and I'm like, well, it's snowing here, so you understand.
It's snowing and freezing, yeah.
right.
I can
well,
totally relate. Yeah, I'm in Superior, Wisconsin, so I'm right on the tip of Lake Superior. So I totally
wow.
feel your pain when it comes to the weather. It's like, oh, man.
Whoa. Well, I hope everybody's awesome. Staying warm and snuggly inside.
We're trying.
Yeah. We're trying.
It's a struggle, but we'll make it. So
yeah.
I guess, how did you kind of get started on this whole, you know, spiritual life work? Because, I mean, you know, it's not really every day that someone's like, I'm going to go be a medium now. So kind of how did that, I guess, really, you know, I guess when did you know that you were more intuitive than maybe be like the average person?
Well, for me, it actually started when I was a young child. I was
mm-hmm.
drawing pictures of great-great-great-great-great-grandparents who had passed and explaining how they passed. Would have these dreams and visions as I was growing up of things happening, and then they'd come to pass, which really freaked me out. I grew up in a house to where, you know, if you saw things or heard things that weren't there, you're crazy. And I don't know about you guys, but growing up as a teenager is hard enough as it is. And I didn't want to be locked up, medicated, that kind of stuff. So I really hid and stuffed it the majority of my life.
Yeah.
It wasn't until about 2011 my grandfather passed, and he actually came to me in a dream thereafter and basically told me to get off my butt and do this. And I'm like,
yeah.
And he's like, no, really. He goes, you know, you go up and talk to people for a reason. He goes, you have these insights and these things that you know for specific reasons you need to do this. And I remember waking up from that dream going, what in the world? And I thought for sure it was a dream. And it wasn't until my husband looked at me and I'm trying to explain to him what had happened. And he goes, don't you smell that? I'm like, what are you talking? I'm talking about a dream. What, don't be a disgusting male. What are you talking about? Smell what? And he's like, don't you smell that? Well, see, my grandfather had played Santa Claus for several, 43 years. And when he played Santa Claus, he used to wear Brute and Old Spice together. So imagine those two scents together. Unmistakable. Well, I ended up with his Santa suit, and my husband got for sure that I had gotten up in the middle of the night and went and found it and was like holding it and cuddling it. That wasn't it.
Yeah.
My grandfather had hugged me in that dream before I woke up.
Wow.
And it was smelling, you could smell it on my nightshirt. It was really bizarre. So since then, I had started doing readings and groups on Facebook. I was doing them all over the world, and it finally got to a point where it's like, you know what? This, I can't seem to do anything else. This is what I do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of in a nutshell how it all kind of came to be, and I get followed by spirit everywhere. It doesn't stop, ever. Not ever. And it's fun.
Well, that's good. And then when you were saying that you had it when you were little, I got in my head, it's not really like you can use that as show and tell, right?
No.
Right,
you know,
right.
here's the funny part. I have two young kids. I have a daughter who's 8 and a son who's 6. And my daughter, both of them are highly intuitive, but my daughter has forever wanted to bring me for show and tell. And I'm like, honey, no. It's like you don't bring your priest father, you know, and the rabbi and stuff like that. And I said, you can't bring mommy for show and tell because, you know.
Right.
And she goes, but mom. I'm like, and she calls like my pendulums and stuff my talking rocks. So let's just add pain to the fire here. And I'm like, no. And she's like, but mommy, you help heal broken hearts. I'm like, aww. I'm like, that's so sweet. But that's not how the majority look at it. And so it's funny because, you know, I do this, but my we call it my Clark Kent job. I love like 31 bags. And so I'm a 31 consultant on the side. And so that's like my Clark Kent job. That's my safe job for when people are too freaked out by what I really do. You know, on top of being the Reiki master and the ordained minister, you know, apparently I have too much time on my hands. I just have to keep adding more.
Yeah, you just have to keep throwing like more titles on there. It like, you know, it just makes you sound very impressive though. So, good for you.
Well, I assure you I'm really not that impressive. I'm glad that the titles make it so. So I'm just your average plain Jane girl. I honest to goodness. I'm in awe of what I'm able to do though. Honest to goodness,
yeah.
And the day that I'm not is the day I need to stop. It's just, it always baffles me. I'll go into readings, and it's like, shut the front door. Seriously? Did that come out of my mouth? No. I mean, it's crazy, but it's, yeah. So I'm very blessed. It's very fortunate. You know, I have to say, I've always gotten a kick out of when Tracy and I have talked, because I pull all this information, I get all this stuff, and it's no rhyme or reason to me. I mean, I'll be talking to her,
right,
and she can explain to me with numerology. I think we did that the last time, didn't we, Trace?
Yeah, you're
where
right.
I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling this, and you're like, I can tell you why. It's in the numbers. And I'm like, oh, God, love ya.
That's right.
True. That's awesome.
It happens kind of all the time, too, on our show, like, where, you know, our guests will kind of say one thing, and then we'll also say the same thing, but explain it in a way that the numbers kind of bring it through, you know, but it's not like we're piggybacking onto what you have to say, though, you know what I mean? It's just like, we also want to say this, and this is also why, and it's just really interesting how that always happens.
I love it because I've told people in my events that I've done, I'm like, no, I have this friend of mine who's a numerologist, and she brings a scientific to some of my stuff. I'm like,
right.
I love that. Because, because like I said, for me, if somebody wasn't validating what I'm saying, I would feel like I was bananas. No kidding. Why?
Yeah.
Why would I have all this random... I don't know. The squirrel's really happy going around in my head.
Right.
The little hamster's going. I don't know how else to put it. So, yes.
Well, and also, so I know, like, I've been bringing in more of my straight-up sort of intuitive hits during readings for myself.
Yes.
And it's really just sort of interesting to watch that process happen because so much of it is just about trust, like trusting what you get and, you know, like, this does sound crazy, but also it kind of fits your chart, and I'm just going to say it, and then how many times, you know, like, they'll say, like, that's exactly what I was saying to myself yesterday, or it's so weird you should mention that. I'm like, oh, that's so weird. Oh, my God. You know, so
I know.
It's just very cool, like, blending almost the two together now.
I love that, and people don't trust themselves enough. You know, I've done mentoring, and that's the one thing. You know, you have to trust yourself. It does. It sounds, what people don't understand is when you have intuitive hits about another person, it sounds crazy to you because you can't make sense of it. Now, you two might be able to because you have numbers that you can put together and it all kind of makes sense. But for the rest of that information that you can't kind of stick to the numbers, it's very random. And it's very why did I mention the blue shirt or why did I mention it doesn't make sense. And it's not supposed, but that's the thing. It's not supposed to us. And so that's where we have to have the trust that we have to trust ourselves enough to know that we're given this information for a reason that we're supposed to pass it on.
Yes.
So
keep
doing that. I love hearing when people actually trust themselves and do it. Good job. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
And what is your... Go ahead.
Nope, I'm done. I was just saying, I'm so excited.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so how do you get your information with the, you know, clairaudience, so do you hear it? Do you see it? Do you feel it as a combination of all of them?
Well, it is. I'm the mixed mutton every way, shape, and form, not just nationality. I am also when it comes to all the clairs. I don't use the big terms because, again, I'm a small town girl. So I can see, I can hear, I can smell, I can feel, I can taste, and I can do a little bit of automatic writing. So it comes at me in every way possible.
Yeah.
So for me trying to turn it off, no. My dad, in fact, when he first found out what I did, he actually, I thought he was going to wear like a Magneto helmet. He came over to my house.
Oh my God.
I'm like, Dad, it's not like that. I don't read minds, Dad. I love you, but Dad, no. I was waiting.
I love you, but please stop.
Please stop. Just don't. And, you know, so I had envisioned him, you know, taking out the tinfoil and making a makeshift. But so really, yeah, I get it in all sorts of different ways. I try to incorporate, you know, I do a lot of, I work with crystals sometimes. Sometimes I work with tarot. Sometimes, you know, I dabble with the numerology. I'm definitely not as good as Tracy. I love her. So I kind of a little bit of everything. It really does come. I'm just a mixed mutt.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes, like, you know, like depending on the day for myself too, I'm like, I don't want to use this tool on board with it. Let's do something else. You know what I mean? And like, that's the thing that will end up giving me like the most information, you know? So just kind of wherever like I want to go. So I totally feel you there.
Yep. You're always guided to whichever tool you're supposed to use at whatever given moment. And I always find
Absolutely.
That fascinating as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
I think your term mixed mutt is funny, but I think also it's like a beautifully wrapped package.
Oh, okay. I like your nice terms. You put it all in this nice, pretty box, and I love it. And me, I'm just like, I'm a mixed mutt. You know.
Right.
Whatever. I wear tennis shoes with dresses. I'm good. Okay.
All right. Do we want
to
give Sarah's information and then start taking some callers?
Yeah, sounds good to me. Sarah, your website, it's www.spiritualmediumsarah.com, and that's SARAH.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right, otherwise you can find her on facebook.com /spiritualmediumsarah. And then, Tracy, your website also is creativeinsightnumerology.com. And then mine is, we'll just use Facebook for mine today. So it's facebook.com/hiddentruthnumbers. And there you can, like, look at my videos and stuff. So, all right, Sarah. Let's, if you guys are ready, do you want to go ahead and take our first caller?
You got it.
All right, we have 856-776.
Hi.
Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and birthday?
October 1st, 63, and my name's Laura.
October
1st,
1963?
Yeah.
All righty. And what was your question?
I was wondering, I'm looking for work in my field, and I was hoping you could tell me when you see me getting a job.
Ooh, you know what's interesting is, I'm sorry, this is Sarah. Hi, Laura, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, I'm very good. You know what's interesting, the first thing that popped out for me was the number 6 to 8. And I really feel that I'm more gravitating on that 8 number, and I don't know if that's because, Tracy, it's an 8-year, right?
It's an 8 universal
all about
year, yeah.
The 8. Yeah.
If
okay.
you add up 200,
I'm all about the 8 this year. Okay.
Yep.
But the 8 for some reason is extremely significant also to Laura here. And I don't know what it is in her charts, but that is, honest to goodness, I see this big, huge 8. And I'm really feeling that's more on the month side. I hate to say that, but I feel it's on the month side as opposed to the week side. So I don't know with you guys and your, I'll let you do your numberies. But this you said you're looking for work in the field that you're in right now?
Yes.
Okay. Hold on here. See, and this is where my automatic writing pops in every now and again. The two words that just came up were shift and change. I kind of feel like you're looking at one place, but the place that you're actually supposed to, that you'll end up at is in a different area. Not a different field, but in a different area. So I don't know if that means like a different part of town or if it means a different city, but I feel like it's in a different area. Does that make sense?
It could. Maybe it might be another aspect of what I got my degree in. Maybe
okay.
It might be something like that.
That would make sense.
But you don't think I'll get work until August?
Again, the 8 came out, and when I'm feeling more towards, a lot of times, okay, so when people ask me a lot of times about job things, I'll get numbers or I'll get, like, time frames. That doesn't mean that it's going to not be till August till you get a job. But look at it, most jobs, you usually have, like, a trial period, normally, like, 90 days. And
yeah.
I feel it's like the 8 that I'm seeing is when you're solid into something. So, like, that is your solid position. So we're not talking – you're no longer in a trial period or the grace period or whatever the heck it is. You're in it. It's your solid position. So I'm looking before that. But does that make that more sense?
Yeah, that would be better.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna let our lovely hosts here talk about you with the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Laura, you're in a one personal year, and that's in itself the whole theme of the year is almost like a brand new shift in direction for you. So this represents like the beginning of a new cycle, like a new phase, a new direction. It's almost like in your one personal year, you're making decisions that kind of really affect your future, like through like the next 8-9 years. And it's really like, you know, it's asking you also, what do you want to do? Because the one really asks you to take steps in the direction that you really actually want to go in, as opposed to you feel like you have to go in. So, you know, like if you're doing something and then you're kind of getting bored in one personal year, you know, you can basically, like, it's about starting something new in itself, like new seeds being planted. So this year is just really, really positive for anything that is new or basically that is like a new shift or, I mean, a new direction in your life. As far as the months go for when you'll maybe start to see, so are you working right now or are you unemployed?
I'm unemployed.
Okay. So I'm actually looking at March as potential too. It might not be long term there, but because there is a 4-person month, so that is talking about daily work and routine, and you're in a 1-person year, so that's almost like new things on that front. However, July also looks like that could be also really, really good for career because that is about promotion. Success is kind of like a bump in status. So maybe around that time, you'll really kind of find, you know, maybe some success in the areas that you really kind of want to go in. Tracy, do you have anything?
Yeah. Laura, do you spell your name L-A-U-R-A?
L-O-R-A.
Oh, what is it? Say it again.
L-O-R-A.
Oh, Laura, L-O-R-A. Okay. I was spelling it L-A-U-R-A, and that was an 8. So I just wanted to confirm what Sarah was getting, what she was seeing, an 8. But that, like she said, that could be August as well. No, I see that the 4, March being a 4-month, something about with building a foundation also. So maybe searching more, getting interviews in March. And then definitely in July, because you're in a personal year 1, you're not only is July an 8-month, but it's your personal 8 months because you take your, you know, with the calculations, you base it off of your personal year number. So I see 8 for something solid as well. And again, like Alex said, it's 1 is new beginning. So you're starting a whole new journey.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. I have to just throw in there. Okay, that's me going, what? Me missing eight, shift change, different. But okay, thank you guys.
I love this.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's awesome. Okay. Who do we got next?
All right. We have 480-519. Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and birthday?
Sure. My name's Mike, and it's 529-70.
529-70. Mm-hmm. All right. And what was your question for us today?
Yeah. Quick comment real quick before
sure.
I get to my question, if that's okay. Yeah. So, I just got a haircut, and so 3 or 4 days before I get a haircut, I all of a sudden get this hit that, you know, picture of me, haircut's way too short, not what I was looking to get. And then 3-4 days later when I'm getting the haircut, I'm sitting in the chair afterwards going, damn.
Oh, Mike, I'm so sorry.
And when the picture came in, I go, no, I'm not going to get my hair cut that short. And uh-huh. And then it happened, and I was like, God, darn it.
Oh, dear.
Well, you'll follow your intuition next time, right, and go somewhere else.
Exactly right. Well, my question this evening is I've been asking for a particular thing, and through a friend today, it came out that a friend of ours is looking to sell one of their properties, and I've been asking if, you know, for a method to purchase a house as like an investment property, not via the normal route. And this opportunity was presented to him, and he let me know about it. And I'm just wondering if it's the right thing for myself to inquire.
Okay, Mike, this is Sarah. First of all, I love your haircut story, because that I can't tell. I do this for a living, and that crap happens to me all the time. I'm like, are you kidding? Seriously? Oh,
yeah.
I just knew. drives me bananas. But, you know, the first thing I want to hit on here is you brought that up for it was a dual purpose, and believe it or not. What was your initial reaction when your buddy told you about this investment opportunity?
I was like, well, the first thing was, I was like, that's exactly what I was looking for, because it was brought to him as a rent-to-own. I would just
right.
flip it in the sense of have somebody else live there and pay it.
Right.
Because I'm actually renting a condo from the woman who owns the property, her parents.
Okay. So your initial was just like, holy crap, it's like fell in your lap. It's for you, it almost feels like that too good to be true, correct?
In a sense, but I've been asking
okay.
for the method of for how this was supposed to how this could go down for myself.
Right. Got it. Okay. Because what's really interesting is I feel very much that this is a great opportunity for you. But there's something on the back end of this that I'm not quite feeling too comfortable with. It's
okay.
weird. I normally don't get such a half and half kind of feeling. And that's why I was asking as far as for yourself how you're feeling, because sometimes I pick up on other people's energy. So, like, I could be
sure.
picking up on you going, I feel like it could be a good thing. But what I do feel is very, very important is going and taking it slow and going through the steps. If this is something that you're going to pursue, you need to make sure, and here's where I'm feeling the back end, you need to make sure to cover your hind end. Make sure
mm-hmm.
all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, just to make sure
mm-hmm.
everything is square. because I just kind of feel like if there's something missed, that this then it could turn into something not so good for you. Okay.
Right.
If you do take the time with it and don't just like jump in with the excitement and throw caution to the wind and you do it smartly, I think it could be a fantastic thing for you. And interestingly enough, I keep seeing the number 3, and I don't know. I just love this. I don't know if it's because I'm talking with my numerologist tonight or what, but numbers are flying. Holy crap! All right, so I'm seeing the number 3 for you in somehow in regards to all this, and I'm hoping these two can possibly explain why. But I feel good things. And actually, I feel something, too, later on, later in the summer, there's going to be another opportunity that presents itself that you will, in addition, be able to do.
Okay.
Tracy, Alex, do you guys want to chime in? Because a number of them thrown at me.
Right.
Do you want me to go, Alex, or do you want to go?
Oh, you can go. You can go first this time.
Well, what I got also for you to feel it, and I say feel it in your body. How does this feel to you? Because you have such amazing numbers going on right now that are business numbers. So I'm not going to get into the background of what a pinnacle is, but you, it's like energy that's there to help you, and you're an 8, and that's all about money and prosperity, but it could go either way, right? Depending on how your vibration is going, your frequency. So you have that for you. And you're also in a 6 personal year, and you're also a 6 life path, which that's all about home and family. So here you've got a prosperity opportunity coming in about the home. It's all, you know, really right here in your chart. And you're in an 8 personal month, so it's not it sounds perfect that this deal came through right now. So I'd say it's on the up and up. What I see for Sarah saying that something, just be careful that you see everything, like in the contract, you have a three challenge, and our challenges are our greatest strengths, but we have to go through like an obstacle course to get through, to have that be our greatest strength. The 3 is around communication, so there might be a little communication issue there. So what Sarah said.
Love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll also note that one of the customers with my job that I have just to take care of the day-to-day stuff is a big-time contract attorney. So, I mean,
yes.
And I'm really cool with him and his wife. So, I mean, obviously,
awesome.
I'm sure they would be happy to look at it and probably not charge his premium rate or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of what I was going to go for you two, because that 8 personal month we're talking about, that 8 pinnacle we're talking about, that's like CEO executive energy you kind of want to channel. So it's almost like I saw you like in a boardroom kind of like hashing out details, you know, with your legal person and their legal person. Like it doesn't literally have to be like that, but that's kind of the energy that I kind of want you to channel a little bit. Like Sarah said, like make sure every I dotted, every T crossed, like we're going to make sure you can just be very, very thorough about it and know exactly what you want and what you're getting out of it, you know, kind of channel like, you know, so yeah, that's kind of what I have to say about that.
And when it came across, it's expensive and possibly for my first one might be out of my league. So, you know, type of thing. So, you know, All I know now that it's working.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so. And now you all are going to laugh at me, but okay. So we're talking about the 8s and stuff. You guys all know that that ridiculous song that's out right now about was it Nicki Minaj, the All About the Bass? All I keep hearing, is all I keep hearing is it's all about the 8s, about the 8s, no trouble.
Oh my god.
Oh,
funny.
I love my guides. Oh my goodness. So. Honest to goodness, Mike, I really think this is really, it may seem like it's a little bit more bite off that you can chew, but I think the turnaround on this is going to be fantastic for you. Just make sure that you go in with caution. That's all.
Right. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For calling in.
Bye now.
Bye.
Have a good night.
You know,
I want to throw... I know. I love when they make pop culture references because I kind of live for that.
I know.
So that's always exciting.
Well, I had to say something because it kept playing in my head. I'm like, this is going to drive me nuts. I have to.
Oh. Right. Yeah, actually, I've never heard that song beginning to end, but that is Meghan Trainor, and I just don't know why.
All right.
Yes, yes. I was like, oh, resist your urge to correct, Alex. Wait till the end. So yeah, I was like,
no, please jump in. It's so funny because it's like I'm terrible when it comes to actual references of things. I'm like, So no, perfect.
Yeah. I was like, I spend too much time on the internet, so I got you back there. So
awesome.
All right,
that's okay.
All right,
so you don't have to wait to the end to correct me. Just go ahead and correct me. It's awesome. It works.
Okay. You have your pop stars wrong. You're
wrong. No. Okay.
All right. Okay. So we have 216-650.
Hello.
Hey there, caller. Can we get your first name and birthday?
You sure may. My name is Sharon, and my birthday is September 1st, 1965. And thank you for taking my phone call this evening.
Sure. What is your question?
My question to you this evening is the same one as the first caller, employment.
Okay.
But I'm contracting right now. I'm looking for permanent work.
Okay.
Contracting isn't doing it for me.
You're done and you want change. Hi, Sharon. Thanks for calling in tonight. This is Sarah. It's interesting, and I don't sugarcoat things. So
okay.
The first thing when you said the
I'm calling about
the first caller. You aren't kidding. You really do. The contracting is okay, but it's not doing it for you. You've got some really icky energy that you need to deal with, or that you end up having to deal with in your work. And I am so sorry because nobody should have to work like that. So
it was at my last job. It's not this one now. It's not this one I'm doing. It's not. I'm working for Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Has nothing to do with it. It was my last job and you know what?
Yeah.
They haven't sent me. Oh. I'm having trouble even getting my W-2 from them. I haven't even gotten that to do my taxes.
They're like ridiculously shady. I mean, nobody should have to deal with that. It's ridiculous.
I cannot get my W-2 from them. There's a broker that I'm really good friends with. He left the company and I text him. I'm like, we don't need to talk about that. I know you're right. It was a terrible situation. You are so right. You picked up on that. That happened a year ago, and it's still in my energy. Can you believe it? It's because you know why you're picking up on it? It's because I'm so angry about my W-2 right now, and I was just talking to John about
it.
So that's why.
But it's also made you cautious.
When you go
to move forward into other jobs, and so that it's attacking you from like all different ways, and
They've only been open 9 years. It's a new. You're right. I'm a big girl. I got over it, but yes, it did. It really struck me bad. It was like sting. But go on.
It's crazy. Well, here's interesting. So the number, it's 5, guys. And her number is 5 I'm picking up. I don't know why, but 5.
Okay.
We get my number out of the way. It's funny. I really don't usually get numbers like this, but it must be because my lovely host's here. So, Sharon, really, now this year I feel a lot of shifts and changes with you, except here's what I'm feeling. It's not just about getting a different and a permanent job. I'm going outside your question here. I'm going to apologize, but
okay.
I also feel like in your entire world, it's like you're making shifts and changes, whether it be with friends, relationships, family members. You're just like in this big shift. Like, you know what? I'm kind of done being a doormat. Sorry, guys. Because I've done this for so long. You take on so much onto your shoulders. Honey, I'm surprised you're standing up straight. you know, for so this year, what the shifts and changes, it's all about getting your energy and making you whole and healthy again. Because
like doing my nails again? Like I haven't done 3 months. But
it's that self-care, that actually taking time for you. Because you've run yourself into the ground, not just working, but doing everything for everybody else. So this year in shifts and changes, one of the things that needs to happen is for you to have opportunities that will open up for you, you need to make sure that your energy is taken care of first. So it's all about that self-care, that self-love, the making sure that, you know, you're happy and healthy. And then I
the
really feel like there's
up,
going...
That's why it gets worse. I know. I know what you're saying, though. I got to get out of the box. I know. The longer it takes, I just keep getting discouraged. But you do see... Sorry, I'll let you talk.
I do.
I know.
I do see if you can get out of that battle rhythm, per se, that you're in right now, and if you can get out of that and start taking care of just the little things, even if it is going to get your nails done. You know, that some people may say, oh, well, that's nothing. It's a big deal when you haven't set a time aside for that in a while. It's a big deal. So little things like that, and then opportunities are going to start opening up for you in other areas because your energy is shifting, because you're working towards making the happy, positive energy around you, and it just kind of flows out from there. So I do feel before the end of the year here, you are going to be in a better, more happy, more permanent position, but it starts with you, if that makes sense.
And you got a 5, you said?
I got a 5, and I'm going to let my numerologist figure out why in the world I got a 5.
Will I be in a job? But do you think I'll be in a job by spring or summer?
I think it's very possible by the summer here that you could be into something more permanent.
Oh my God!
It all starts with you. It starts with you.
Worry.
So I'm gonna.
I know. Thank you.
I'm gonna turn this over to Alex and Tracy and see what they have to add.
Go ahead, Alex.
Did you say your birthday was 9/1/1965, right?
You got it, yep.
Okay. I just want to make sure I had the right one here. So you're a 9 person here, and this year it's always a little bit tricky to kind of explain, because it really is about completions, letting go, and transformation. So, you know, when...
Sorry.
Yeah, no, it's like quite literally like that's what it is. And I was like, oh, that's okay. That's what we're talking about here.
Okay.
So, you know, and when I felt like this wave of frustration like coming from you when we were talking about your job, you know, and I'm just, oh wow, because I can see you just sort of like balling your hands into fists and just feeling really, really frustrated. And 9 energy actually is sort of asking you to let go of this energy in a sense, because that way you can create new opportunities. So, and really kind of like any emotional baggage from the past too, you really want to sort of let go of this year, and this year will kind of really help you in doing so. And that way you can create new opportunities for yourself. But I think kind of focusing on, it doesn't have to be like a, you know, like a hard process, because it is about kind of just letting go to God in a sense. So I would, you know, like, just like Sarah said, like, you know, getting your nails done, girl, because, you know, like next month especially, it's really, you really should take time out to have fun just for no reason at all. You know, kind of just be a silly goose just for the hell of it, you know, because you're in a 3-person month next month, and that's really just about like being creative and expressing yourself and feeling pretty, you know, or, you know, like maybe going and just making yourself, I think, feel better a little bit, you know, in a healthy way. And then May is a 5-person month for you. That's about change, freedom, travel, you know, something like unexpected. So you may, I think there's like maybe like a lot of interviews in May or a lot of communication back and forth about, you know, like we could be talking about job here, especially because in August is an 8-person month, and that is about career success and a kind of a bump in status. So I think kind of looking around, like I can see you interviewing and doing a bunch of stuff in May, and then once you get to August, that's like your big career month. I hope all that makes sense to you.
Also, I just wanted to chime in. So you're in a some energy that's here to help you is you're in a five pinnacle. And so there's that five again that Sarah was talking about. Plus May is a 5 month for you. So
okay.
What I'm hearing for you what I'm hearing for you is go with the flow. That's going to be your motto. That's also going to help you release some of that resistance to get your flow going. And also in May, so be open, like Alex said, you're going to get all these interviews. Be open to ones that maybe don't sound like what you want. Maybe there's a hidden opportunity there I'm getting. Also, you have a sixth challenge, and that is around like taking care of yourself. You always put others first, like Sarah said. So it's really time to put yourself first, as I say on the airplane, put your mask on first so that you can help others. That's going to really help you and open you up.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in this evening.
Have a nice evening. Thank you very much.
You too.
Thanks, Sharon.
Bye-bye. Have a good
one. Am I seriously 3 for 3 for numbers?
Yeah, you're picking up on what needs to be talked about. Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's the little things in life that make me so excited, and right now that just was it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like when you've been saying like this number, I'm like, oh, better look at that one and see what's going on here, because, you know, that's like obviously if we're on a numerology show and you're getting numbers, we're like, oh, yeah, we should probably pay attention to this, you know? So.
Yeah, my guides are having a field day with this.
You're like
awesome.
You're like the Geiger counter of numbers tonight.
I absolutely love this. See, now when I'm kind of down, I'm having a bad day, I'm going to call you guys up and say, can I come on the show again? Because that was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yes, you can.
I love that. Oh, this is fun. All right, let's, I'm game. Who's next?
All right. Roll. We have 605359 is next in the queue. Hello, Mother. Mom.
Hello.
Hi. Hey.
Hello, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. I'm Alex's mom.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hello from Iowa.
Iowa. Oh, so you're not very far either. Woohoo.
No, I'm actually closer to you than he is, probably.
That's awesome. Well, how's the weather in Iowa today?
Freaking cold. I mean, it's Iowa, you know? It's like,
it's Iowa.
You know, whatever. Yep.
I get it.
That's why,
I totally get
that's
it.
That's why we have a fireplace.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, hot cocoa and other warm things. It's good. It's totally good.
Yes, it is.
Yay!
I have a Rosa question.
Sure.
I have a project that I've hit a couple roadblocks on, and I just want to know if you get any hits on that.
Project roadblock. Let's see what I got here. Okay, you know what's interesting is sometimes I get like random words and sometimes numbers and stuff. So when you said that I all of a sudden heard the color or heard the word and the color red. I don't know why. So like big red tape. And a lot of times, I mean, if you're stuck in a roadblock, I can kind of see that, but I think this is more solid. I think this is really kind of hard to explain what they're trying to show me and what I'm trying to articulate in the words is not meshing very well right now. So I like doing this. Ooh, and I heard two. My numerologist, I heard too.
Okay.
I feel like you're like this. The roadblock that you're seeing or feels is it's like not what meets the eye. I feel like there's something else that is causing more of a an issue, and that it makes it harder to resolve when you don't see all the key points moving forward. Does that make sense?
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I kind of feel like there's a male interference, and I'm not sure as to why. But I heard male, and I feel like an interference, and I'm hearing red again. And I keep hearing power struggle.
Oh.
Does this all resonate, and does this make sense to you? Because, again, for me, it's, like, really random, like, crap pops up in the moon. I'm like, yeah,
well,
okay.
It makes sense because I have a partner.
Okay. Okay.
Who's okay. Dragging his
and
feet.
And it's not just procrastination and dragging feet. I feel like there's missing information. It's like you don't have the full story. You don't have all the information in front of you.
Okay.
And I'm not sure.
So I
sure.
guess my next question would be, how do I proceed?
Yeah.
Do I just go forth with it?
I keep hearing this is a time where you find that voice and find that power and stand in your power, and it's kind of like the take charge, make it happen.
Okay. And that's the year that I'm in, and by God, that is going to happen.
Okay. Because it's very important, and I feel very much that, like, in certain situations, especially with the partner, it's you tiptoe because you don't want to unbalance it, and I totally get that. But you really do have to. This is a situation to where you have to go with your gut instinct on it and stand your ground and pull forward.
Okay.
So basically cutting through that red tape yourself. And somehow, so again, too, I'm not sure where to, I really, you know, Tracy, I really need to, like, you know, brush up on my numerology stuff. Two somehow here plays in the part, and it's more than just two people involved. Two is a significant number with this. So I'm going to turn you over to these two, my dear, and let them maybe
give a little bit more. I already know what the two is, and so does Alex.
Oh, I love it.
Yep.
They're easy.
Yep.
Woo-hoo! Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
as long as you understand.
Yeah, I totally understand, and that really helped me a lot. Sarah, thank you so
much. Oh, good.
Much.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. I think it's just so adorable. That's awesome.
And Tracy, I always have to say hi to you. I love you.
Hi, I love you too. Miss you.
Okay. I won't take up any more of your time, you guys. Go forth and do your show.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Hey,
Alex, you know what's
really
funny?
Good. Oh, yeah,
that's
yeah.
Awesome. What?
Both of our mothers live in Iowa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's actually pretty adorable, Tracy. That's
really
funny.
See, and Alex, and see, you thought that she didn't really have so many pies, you know, up here in our country. See? Her mom's up this way.
Yeah.
Well, and
you know,
I grew up in Michigan, so there's pies.
Right.
Yep.
That's right. Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. So you are familiar with, you know, our land, you know.
Yeah.
Your nice warm lands down there.
The cold land. Yeah.
The cold land. The cold land. Yeah, you betcha, don't you know. Okay. So that was awesome. So, okay, can one of you explain to me what the two is, numerology? Because, again, I'm rattling off numbers, and so I want to know what that means.
Relationships.
Oh, yeah. Got
and
it.
A
okay.
Partnership.
Mm-hmm.
Got
and
it.
I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tracy.
Oh, I was just going to say the word patience comes in. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Okay.
And
see,
do you mind if we run maybe like 5-10 minutes over? Would that be okay with you before we wrap up here?
Good.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, because I extended like time just a little bit just because I know we usually run out of time right when we're kind of like saying our stuff at the end. So
right.
As long as you're both cool with that, I'm totally willing to do like go for like an extra 10 minutes or just so we can like kind of like wrap up properly.
That's perfect.
But yeah.
Sure.
Yes. Alrighty. Well, let's grab. Let's see who's next here, guys. It would be 229-516. Hey there, caller.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah,
sure.
Who are we talking to?
My name is Melvin, calling out of Georgia.
All right, and what's your birthday?
September the 10th, 1960.
All right. And you said Albert, correct?
No, no, Melvin.
Melvin. Okay, sorry, honey.
That's okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, what was your question for us?
I just want to know, like, I met this person named Samantha, and we've been talking off and on the phone, and I just want to know, like, is this going to develop into something?
Ooh, I like these kind of questions. All right, Melvin,
yeah,
let's see what we got for you, honey.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. I got two numbers, guys. I got a 1 and I got a 7.
Okay.
all right. Mark the chart. Mark the chart. I've got a 1 and a 7. These guys are able to figure out the numerology side of it, and my guides have been throwing out numbers at me all night. So let's get down to what I'm picking up for you. You know, I really feel that... Samantha, it's now I like to give all butterfly and happy stuff, but I'm going to be very realistic. I feel very much that there's a bond with Samantha, and I feel like this is kind of something new for the both of you. And it's interesting because I feel that you both kind of came out of or had been in relationships that really, I mean, obviously if you're not still in those relationships, you weren't totally happy, but I feel there's more of a more to play there, that it really left some lingering harsh feelings. Well, not harsh feelings, baggage maybe, where it makes it really hard when you move into your next relationship because you just kind of feel reserved and like you're protecting your heart. Does that make sense?
You're talking about me or her?
I'm talking about both of you, actually, but right now we're going to concentrate on you. Okay.
Yes,
so, okay. All right. No, that's all right. So I feel very much that this is, if it turns into something, this is going to take a lot of time, a lot of patience, and a lot of nurturing. So look at it like a seed. When you want a seed to flower into a beautiful bloom or into a grand plant, you got to give it a lot of TLC, right?
Right.
That's kind of what I feel here. It's a lot of time and patience. You, when you first met Samantha, when you first started talking to her, there was a special connection that you had with her that you felt, right? There was just like, it was more than just a little spark. Yeah. This is different than any of the other ladies you've ever dated, right?
Right.
Right. Okay. That's because there is a special something there, but you have to nurture it. So this is it's going to seem like it's going slow as molasses for a while, but I really do feel like the end reward is something sweet. So if you're patient with it, I really do feel like this could turn into something fantastic for both of you.
Well, you're so right about, you know, I think she has been in a real bad relationship you know, we exchanged numbers, but we on Facebook as well, but she was telling me how nice a guy I am, but she'd rather, you know, just be friends and talk from time to time. And I was like, and then she had the right person come my way. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So
she's been hurt something fierce, and so that's where it's like that. This is something new. So normally when we meet somebody and we like them, we want to just date them. This is kind of think about going back to when you were in school, when before you gotten that whole dating thing, you really took the time, got to know somebody, and you built a good friendship. So like I said, this could be slow as molasses when you get going here, or kind of like watching honey drip from a tree. But the end result, it could be something absolutely fantastic. You just have, if you, that spark and that flutter and everything that you felt for her, that just shows you what that end result could be. But you've got to be willing to take the time and be patient and everything in between. So I'm going to Melvin. I'm going to let my two lovely hosts here and their numbers add more to this for us.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Belvin, can you repeat your birthday for me again? I don't know why I can't remember these tonight. Was it 9/26/1966?
No, sir. It's
okay.
9/10/60.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was like super off. Okay, go right ahead, Jesse, and then I'll jump in.
Okay, so Melvin, the reason, well, two things that Sarah hit right on the head, and I'll tell you why. So the reason that it's going to move as slow as molasses is because you are in a 9 personal year. So you're wrapping up a whole 9-year cycle in your lifetime. And so this is about endings and completions and getting things, getting rid of things like limiting beliefs and physical things, clearing out things that no longer serve you. But it sounds like a very beautiful relationship. So when you meet somebody in a 9 personal year, you would want to move as slow as molasses, because you're clearing out. But come October, you're in a 1 personal month, things will start speeding up with her. And then also next year, you're in a 1 personal year, completely new beginnings. So take it slow, be really patient, which sometimes you're challenged to, being patient, but it would really serve you in this. And then I want to say one other thing. Sarah got a 1 and a 7, so and our life path number, that's our natural talents and abilities coming into this lifetime, and that's calculated through the birthday. You are, and then we reduce. So it reduces to a 17, which is a 1 and a 7, and then you add that 1 and a 7, and that goes to 8. So it's a very ambitious number. So you need to take your ambition and sprinkle some patience on it, and then move slow as molasses.
Okay. Well, how will I apply back to her text on Facebook when she was basically she telling me to move on? But, you know, but we can still, maybe we can be, she said maybe we could be friends. Maybe we can talk from time to time, and also, you know, and that's it. Be friends
and
talk to time to time.
Yep, she's looking. She put up that whole stop sign, like, nope, I'm not looking for relationship, and that's fine. But she did say that we could maybe be friends and talk time to time. You build, again, slow as molasses. We're very slow into this. And you take baby steps, even with the friendship, and that's where you can get to something good come later on.
Okay.
So go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're totally, no, that's perfect. Thank you. Because
I didn't know. I'm sorry. I was just going to ask, you know, text her back and just tell her I didn't understand the shift of the change. And I hope that her decision was made from the spirit, not the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I was going to say to her.
Okay. Yeah,
you could just, I would just say, you know, that you're more than happy to get to know her as a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's really good advice.
I would definitely honor what she's saying to you right now, because in a 9 personal year, you really, it's about like release and letting go. So it's almost like you don't want to hold on to things and you don't want to make your version of what you think should happen, like force it. You can't force things to happen in a 9 personal year. So you just nurture this friendship for now, and then it could turn into something, like kind of like more towards the end of the year. That's kind of the nature of the 9 year. Just kind of let her be for now and just, you know, stay friends with her if she wants that. And then just sort of gently, slowly continue to just, you know, kind of keep that in your awareness. And also one last thing too, you're in a 7 pinnacle for the rest of your life. A 7 pinnacle is talking about self-study, meditation, really also getting to know yourself. And since you have the 2 challenge, which is talking about kind of oversensitivity and really, 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 really feeling what other people feel, you really need to know kind of what you're going to bring to the table in a relationship. Like who you are as a person is going to be really important when you're creating this partnership that you want. So you really kind of like take this year to really kind of figure out what do I want, kind of like who am I in a sense, because this 7 energy is just kind of really going to ask you these questions. So you kind of like just take this year to kind of just take it slow. It's kind of just all I'm trying to say. So
Yeah. But what, yes, sir. Well, what she said, like, I don't, but you're not the guy for me. What, I mean,
sure, maybe as in a relationship right now, but she didn't say that as friends-wise. So you need to take the relationship part out of the equation and just focus on the friendship.
Okay.
That's the biggest piece of advice. Thank you so much for calling, Melvin.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
All right.
Okay. All right. Are you guys interested in taking one more and then wrapping up here?
Sure.
Here.
Okay. I'm on a roll. Right, awesome. I love this.
You are, Sarah.
Sorry. I got to chew my own horn every now and a blue moon. This is awesome.
I really like the pass of the ball with the numbers being thrown at us. Like, 1 and 7, go.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
okay.
God. Yeah, we got it. Don't worry about it.
I know. It kind of feels like, you know, like we're in the pit at the raceway. Here, ready, set, go. Go. All right. Sorry.
Right.
That's awesome. All right. Who shot next?
All right, we have 605-659. Hey there, can we get your first name and birthday? 659.
Hello, sorry.
Hello.
Hi. Well, my name is Kaylee, K-A-Y-L-I, and my birthday is 3/15 of 1986.
All right. What is your question?
About a year and a half ago, my mother passed away rather unexpectedly. She had been sick pretty much my entire life, but it wasn't expected at the time, even though she was ill. And my mom was my best friend. She's the person I told everything to, and I just have not really felt her as much as I guess I thought I would. So I was kind of hoping by calling that maybe, because my mom was a very spiritual person and she knows that I am as well. And she knows that, you know, I believe that you can communicate with people, you know, after they've passed and such. And I thought I'd feel her a lot more. So I was hoping that maybe she would come through to Sarah.
All right, Kaylee, I am so sorry for your loss, honey. I can never be sensitized to it. You know, first thing I get, I have to throw out my numerologist, the 6 keeps popping up. Does the 6 relate at all to a month or a birthday or an anniversary to your mom's?
Kaylee has 6 all over the place.
I was going to say, I am a 6 life path. Yeah, I'm Alex's roommate.
Okay.
I have a lot of 6s in my chart.
Okay. All right. But,
Alex, wasn't Mama 6?
Yeah, she was. Okay. She was.
Okay.
So it's literally like I'm just like there's 6 and just kept getting louder. I'm like, okay, I'll throw the number out.
Yeah.
I just
and
really thought it was
the number of love too.
And it's so interesting because, you know, I got the 6 and I'm just like I felt very love and compassionate. You know, Kaylee, the thing is that in life, I have found that we always have what I call bookends. We have the 2 people, most times it's a male and a female, and a lot of times we like to think it's mom and dad. In some cases, that's not it. It could be a best friend and a parent or grandparents and an uncle or Lord knows. The combination is endless. And you're not kidding. Your mom was your everything, and she was like your primary, your bookend. She held you
right.
up. You're lucky that you have had, you do have a fantastic support network of friends who have literally helped kind of hold you together.
Definitely.
Now,
I live 7 hours away from my family.
Oh,
so my friends
out
in South Dakota are my family.
I have to ask you, though, because when you're talking about not seeing a sign from her and, you know, thinking you would see more, what in the world is with the sparkle? The word came up, and then I just keep seeing sparkle. I don't know how. I don't get it. What's with Sparkle in relation to your mom? Was because here's a couple of things I'm seeing. I keep seeing like sunlight coming through a window, and I don't know. Sometimes that could be just like the way the sun reflects, and it kind of adds a little sparkle to a room. Sometimes it can be where it shines on something that's specific to the person who passed, and it kind of adds a sparkle to the room, like, you know, like a rainbow reflection. And sometimes it can be actually something hanging in a window. But I'm seeing sparkle, and I'm seeing brightness. All about your mom. And it's all sorts of love, and it's all sorts of awesomeness. That's something, if you can't think about it sparkles. There's something sparkle, and it's specifically that word. I don't know why it's specifically that word. Was there something perhaps that did she used to say something along the lines of, you know, you were sparkle in her eye, or seriously,
I was her
coming.
Tweety bird.
Tweety, aww.
Yeah, she always called me her little Tweety, and would buy me Tweety stuff all the time. Yeah, sparkle, God, I'm trying to think.
Okay.
For some reason, I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay. A lot of times what happens is if you can't think of it right now, it'll hit you later, and you're going to be going, oh, my God. Or it'll be something that happens that catches your attention. Our loved ones always send us signs and things like that, and it's really, really hard when we're in grief. It's kind of like we put blinders on, and it's, you know, we don't mean to. It's like the one thing that we want the most, and it's like we accidentally block it out. And it's only because grief is such an intense state of being. It's not even an emotion. It's a being. It's a rainbow of emotions that really kind of consume us. So it's not that she's not around, that she hasn't been showing you signs. It's just hard because, too, when they do, sometimes we second guess ourselves and we're going, oh, well, that was just in my mind. That was just wishful thinking.
Right.
And I think you've had a few of those moments, honey.
And I definitely have.
Yeah.
Like I've had some big ones that I've noticed. I've only had one visit from a dream.
Yeah.
But at least since she died, I always remembered my dreams. And since she died, I haven't remembered. I've remembered about two or three dreams.
Yeah.
And she's been in all of them.
Yeah, the reason why dreams kind of shut down, I actually have a client of mine who, she lost her husband, and she used to dream, and now she doesn't so much, and it's really because when he has come through, it's when she senses him around, she all of a sudden, it's like she's back at square one. And she has such a hard time emotionally. And so she's just not, he knows it's not a good time. So it's just kind of like he visits her, but she doesn't remember
it. And that's kind of what I was afraid of is because the times that I do have, like I get really, really emotional and it is a little bit hard for me to shake.
Yep.
And so like I've thought that maybe that's why she hasn't been coming as strongly as what I expected. Like, I guess I just thought I'd feel her a little bit more. But maybe I do, and I just don't quite realize it.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it. You know, one of the things, and I know this is going to sound ridiculous, and I want everybody who's listening, I want you to listen to me very, very carefully when I explain this to her. Now, when you find yourself in these moments where you're talking out loud or even talking to yourself and you're like carrying on a conversation with mom or a conversation that you would have had with mom and you're like, you know, well, if you were here, you'd be able to answer me. I have this question, and if you were here, you'd be able to answer me. God, I miss you. You've had those conversations. We have all had those conversations when we've lost somebody, right?
Right.
Here's the thing. Now think about this. Everybody know, think about this. How often is it within moments later, it's like all of a sudden it pops in your head like, oh, she would have said this. And you think, oh, yeah, that great wishful thinking on my part. Just because it's coming through in your own voice does not mean that's not the answer from your mom.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I had a moment actually a couple months ago.
where I was really stressed, and it was just it was a really bad couple of days. And like there was just one night where, because I go to school full time and then I also work, so I'm relatively busy, and
right.
I was just kind of getting exhausted. I was kind of hitting the bottom, and like I think I was driving home from work, and I was just like, oh, like I need something to change. Like I just. And a lot of it was, like, I just needed, like, 5 minutes of alone time where
right.
I could just be by myself. And it just so happened that, you know, I got home, and I was hoping, I was like, oh, like, I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do this. Well, here my roommates had already done it. And then I wasn't expecting them to be home, and I come home, and everybody was gone. And so even though it was like 5 minutes, I got 5 minutes myself. So it was like, thanks, Mom, because I knew,
yep.
like, I knew she had heard me.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And it's in those, so there are things, it's just, it's really hard when it's, you know, you know that there are signs and there's things that they do and there's, you know, little signs and stuff. A big part of it, too, when we miss somebody so intensely, it's like we kind of miss those signs because, truthfully, there's nothing that compares to having the person right in front of us to be able to hug them.
Right.
That also kind
right.
of supersedes a lot of it. So she's very much around, you know, okay. So I know you're going to cry, and I'm going to try not to make you cry. I mean, okay.
It's okay. I've been
okay.
preparing myself for it.
Okay, you have Kleenex, right? Okay. she wants to thank you. It's one thing, you know, she always told you, you know, that she's proud of you and things like that, but she really wants to thank you for being you and your undying strength and willingness to live life. See, you know, she may have been sick for a very long time, and yet she did go quickly, unexpectedly. But she really got to enjoy life through you. Through you. Yeah, I don't think you understand how much those little phone calls and stuff and just explaining something that seems so mundane to you, how much that meant to her, because you gave her more energy. You gave her more strength. And she really wants to say thank you. She keeps, it's like, it's funny when I'm not, when I'm like trying to get a point across and if they're saying something else because they try to keep up with my ADD mind. And
right.
all I kept hearing was the thank you, thank you, thank you. And it gets louder. And it, she doesn't, I mean, she started off very soft and then it was kind of like, hey, you need to. I'm like, okay, I got it. So she's very, very strong in her stance. But you also need to know that she doesn't hurt anymore, that she
right.
is free as a bird, and
good.
That there's something about the water. It makes me kind of giggle because I kind of almost like picture somebody trying to surf. So I don't know if this is like one of her aspirations that she wanted to try sometime or what, but it's literally like, hey, I'm out enjoying things. And she wants you to continue to live life to its fullest. Don't stop. She's so proud of you for everything that you have done and everything that you're doing and everything that you will become. And she will still be there every step of the way. It's going to take some time, but you will start noticing more. And sometimes it's just a matter of getting validation from somebody else that those signs are really apparent and they are really there. See, that's kind of where that whole little weird model thing of mine came along, is let's plant the seeds of healing together. I can't take away
right.
the grief. I can't take away the pain. But for some reason, when I work with people, I can see 6 months later when I run into them again or talk to them again, and it's like their whole perspective on life has changed, and they're able to see things a little bit more clearly. So I hope
right.
that with all my heart for you, and I really do think that's going to happen, but do understand she is right there with you every step of
oh,
the way.
Oh, good. Thank you.
So I hope that helps a little bit. I know it does. Maybe
it
not
does,
exactly what you were looking for, but.
No, it really, it does. There are a lot of circumstances to things, and we were so incredibly
yeah.
close that, yeah, it's just,
It's hard.
Yeah, it's nice to hear.
Good. Good. Well, that's all I can hope is that I helped just a little bit.
Oh, you did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sorry.
I was like, oh, I'm going to cry, but it's all right.
It's very right, cleansing. Kaylee. It's okay.
All right, Kaylee. I will see you later.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys for having me on.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Sarah, thanks so much. That was awesome. I super appreciate that. That was also a really nice showcase of what you do, too.
Well, it's just it, but, you know, I forgot to kind of mention to everybody else, too. I'm an empath, which means I feel my own emotions. I feel the person I'm reading and the loved one who's crossed. So I sometimes get all, and I'm like, so I was kind of more when I was saying, I'm trying not to make you cry. I'm thinking, where's my Kleenex? See, I was buying time because I was looking for my Kleenex.
Right.
Well, this was absolutely such a treat.
I super appreciate you coming on. You were awesome. I had so much fun. It was ridiculous. So,
thank you, Sarah. I had a lot of fun too. And I, like Alex said, that's perfect word, Alex. The showcase. Very nice.
Yes.
I love that. And then
again, oh, I'm sorry. Your website, spiritualmediumsarah.com. That's SARAH. Otherwise, you're on Facebook.
Yep.
And you can also follow her on Twitter at Love and Light Sarah. Tracy, your website, creativeinsightnumerology.com. We'll throw mine out there. You can find it. Mine is Hidden Truth Numerology on Facebook. You can also follow our show on Facebook as well. So, again, that's facebook.com/ Moonlighting by Numbers. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with Heather Green, who is an intuitive and animal communicator. I guess, any final thoughts, you guys?
Sarah?
No, thank you again. Thank you so much for having me on. It was absolutely a delight, and I would love to come back and do it again sometime.
Oh, fantastic. That's definitely going to be a thing. So,
It's happening. It's going to happen. Okay.
Right.
It's been decided. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome. Thank
right,
you, great. Tracy. And you guys have an absolutely beautiful evening.
You too.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Good night.